Hello, everybody, and welcome to the May 27th Marketing Director Elite Session. I've got a good one for you today and hope everyone had a great weekend. Before we dive in, I want to remind you of a quote that I said a couple weeks ago, and it was, "The knowledge I give you will be a grain of sand compared to the mountains you have to move with your actions." And I'll read that again. The knowledge I give you will be a grain of sand compared to the mountains you have to move with your actions. So I want to ask, you know, how are you doing on your end? You know, how are you doing implementing the things you've heard and the things you've, you know, heard me discuss? Because the feedback we've been getting has been really, really good for the sessions. And some people I know have seen exceptional results. Well, others are having a bit of a hard time. They're saying, hey, these are great. We love the sessions. You know, it's really good stuff, but, you know, I don't know how to do this, or they haven't done it yet. So I'm here to tell you that this is something that we all struggle with as human beings, especially when we're busy. And, you know, it's that we have a hard time changing our habits, especially when we're in the patterns of doing things every day. You know, there's not going to be a perfect time to do these things. A lot of people put things off, you know, in every day in life, you know, whether it's exercise plans, financial plans, you know, anything in life we put off if it involves change. And, you know, we'll say, well, I'll wait until this happens or blah, blah, blah. But I could tell you from firsthand experience that, you know, the perfect day of waiting for it to happen is never going to come. So if you want to change and you want good results, then you have to implement things today. And I don't want to sound, you know, too harsh, because to be brutally honest, it's something I personally struggle with every day. And I think we all do. It's, you know, there's a lot of urgent things that go on, and it's very easy to put off the important stuff until tomorrow. So anyway, just remember that and keep in mind that your actions shape your beliefs. I know a lot of you have given feedback that goes something like, I agree with everything I have heard, and I know it will work great, but I'm a little nervous about this, or I think something will happen. I think this will happen, which is bad. And really, those are limiting beliefs or false beliefs, and those can easily be eliminated by seeing good results from the actions you take. And, you know, there's that word again, action. So for example, you know, if you're afraid of, let's say you're afraid of extracting criteria, you think it might be too nosy, you know, just try it once or twice. And I think the experience you might have will surprise you. So that belief can be instantly gone in a flash when people don't freak out and say, you know, how dare you ask that question? It's just, it's too personal. But, you know, I think you'll quickly see that people aren't going to have that reaction. So anyway, I'll quit rambling on about this, and I just want to have the little discussion with you about it before we started today, because we just wrapped up the four steps to successfully sales, and, you know, which is building confidence and trust, extracting criteria, matching your benefit to the criteria, and getting a commitment. Okay, so let's move on to something else today. I'm really excited about today's topics because it's something that's very, very powerful. And it's, you know, it's just as powerful as everything else we've already talked about. So today what I want to talk about is our favorite R word. You know, actually, I shouldn't say it's our favorite R word, because I could be talking about relationships, or I could be talking about rental. You know, rental's a good R word in this industry, right? But most people love it when they get a referral. So that's our favorite R word for the day. And especially around here, because we're in marketing, right? And, you know, we love getting referrals because it means we've provided a good product or service to our customers, or else they wouldn't be talking about us. But it also means we've created a good system that is conducive for referrals. Now, referrals, it's one of those things you hear about in business that people say, oh, it's our favorite source of business, or it's our best source of business. But what most people don't know is that the amount of referrals you're currently getting today can be dramatically improved. And there's a few simple things that you can do, and we're going to talk about those later today. Before we dive into that, I want to talk about something with you, though. I wanted to use an example of something that, you know, all of us have purchased multiple times throughout our life, and that's a car, because I'm sure that, you know, everyone listening to this has probably purchased anywhere from, I don't know, half a dozen to maybe several dozen cars over their lifetime. And depending on how old you are, how many cars you burn through, etc. But, you know, I was recently thinking about a car, and I've talked to a lot of people about this and in seminars, workshops, and just, you know, people I know. I've purchased a few cars so far, and an interesting thing is that every time I've purchased a car, I've done it through a different salesperson every single time. Well, I don't know about you, but that's kind of a problem for the car companies out there. And when I ask other people this, you know, they usually say the same thing. That's, you know, this has happened to them too. They usually go to a different salesman or saleswoman every single time. So the point I'm trying to make, you know, the point I'm trying to emphasize that you know is that every time I you know, I've purchased a car, the salesperson has been my best friend, and they've been with me relentlessly in the beginning. They're very enthusiastic. They offer to buy me lunch, etc. They've done all sorts of things to get the business. And then I sign on the dotted line, and they magically disappear into thin air like they were never even there. You know, some friend that is, right? Where I'm going with this is if you don't want to, you don't want to be that person. And, you know, believe it or not, back in the, it was around the 60s, I want to say, maybe the 50s, I'm not entirely sure. I don't remember which decade it was, but there was an automobile company that actually had a motto for all their employees, and it was, never forget a customer and never let a customer forget you. Never forget a customer and never let a customer forget you. That's probably worth writing down. You know, I have it written down. But the truth of the matter is, if you never forget the customer and you don't ever let them forget you, then chances are going to increase. You're either going to get an increase in referrals or the repeat business if, you know, maybe it's a short-term stay or rehab or something, or if it's a short-term stay at home care. So there's a lot of things that I recommend you do for this, and I'm going to go into those. But what you want to do, and I think most people, or I think the most important part of that is, you know, you never have to let this customer forget you. It's really important. And in the senior living industry, especially if you're working in a community with a large number of rooms, it can be hard to do and remember all the, you know, the customers by name. You know, some marketing directors surprisingly manage to do it somehow. I don't know how, but they just have that kind of personality where they can recognize a face to a name from anywhere. And it's just, it's a talent they have. But, you know, there's other ways to do it for people like me who have a hard time with names and faces. And there's other ways so, you know, you can do this so you never let a customer forget you, which really is the most important part. And it makes them feel like you've never forgotten them. Now, when you do this, your customers will also take care of you. You know, there's another saying I like, which is, take care of your customers and they'll take care of you. And what that means is essentially that if you make a, you know, your customer is very happy and proud to have done business with you and pleased with the overall experience, and chances are they're going to take really good care of you by way of giving more referrals, by way of coming back if they were, you know, only on a short-term stay, and giving you repeat business. So there's so much good stuff to be talked about, so many benefits besides it just being the right thing to do. Obviously, you know, better is just to take care of people, and it's pretty common sense, but it's, and a lot of times we're so focused on going out and getting new customers that we completely ignore the ones we have. It's, you know, and that's kind of like the person who's never happy with anything in life. You know, they might have a great job, great home, great family, everyone's in good health, and they still walk around being all pissed off and not happy because they don't appreciate the things they already have. And the same isn't true. Or the same is true in business. You know, so many businesses make the huge mistake of ignoring existing customers and spending all their time and energy going after new customers. Now, obviously, new customers are important, right? But because you have to, you know, you're going to have some residents move out, you're going to lose clients, and in order to grow that business, you got to have new customers. I know for a fact that focusing half as much attention that you would put into getting new customers and to existing customers, you're going to reap huge rewards that are pound for pound better than what you're spending getting new customers, because you've already established, you know, your goodwill and relationship on these people. It's just a matter of further leveraging those relationships. So in other words, if you spend an hour on getting new customers and then you spend an hour on building relationships with existing customers, the second part of building relationships with your existing customers is usually going to get you the better return. You know, it's true across the industry. You know, everybody says, you know, the best customers come from referrals, and the majority of customers come from referrals. You know, how do we do that? Well, I think everyone agrees that it's, you know, it's a good thing to do by now, hopefully. But how do we actually do that? And that's what we're going to talk about now. You know, there's There's three things I want to talk about today. There are specific tools that you have at no additional cost to you. You have access to them if you're listening to this. They're tools we provide to our customers. And the first one is our email marketing system. And what that is specifically designed to do is to make the customer feel like you've not forgot about them in an automated way. So if you have a community or agency with hundreds of rooms or customers, then remembering each one of them by name and making personal phone calls can quite literally be almost impossible to do. So the email marketing system is designed to strategically follow up with people so they don't feel like they've been forgotten about. And if you've read the email marketing messages, you'll notice that they're very friendly and they're professional and personal. And they're not this high gloss, ho-hum sort of thing that, has a corporate feel to it. They're very personal. Like they're, basically like you just wrote a personal email message to them saying, we appreciate your business. Hope everything was okay with your room, or if it's your first visit of home care, let us know if there's anything else we can do to take care of you. So it's nice messages like that, that not only build a strong relationship, but are strategic with them, letting them know about your referral program, getting them to mention you on social media so you can penetrate their social circles and have influence there. And it's really, strategic and nicely builds that relationship and strengthens that bond with them. Okay, so if you're not doing that, I know most of you are, but if you're not, that's something that's really a great automated first step. And it's a way to never let your customers forget about you. And I really strongly encourage you to use that system. Okay, the second program I want to talk about is our greeting card system. And this is something that is very, very effective. And, a greeting card, if you think about it, is something it's not seen as junk mail. When was the last time you got a greeting card in the mail and you threw it away? Greeting cards are still, by and large, received very well by consumers, because normally it's a birthday or holiday, or it's a wedding invitation, something like that. It's not commercial in nature, and it's very personal. And what I'm trying to say is, compare it to a letter or a postcard. These days with the amount of noise and media that people receive, it can be seen with a little bit of a skeptical eye. But again, imagine that a new resident moved in, or you get a new home care client, and later their adult child or caregiver gets a greeting card in the mail, and it appears to be handwritten and personalized and basically says, thank you for your business. We appreciate it. Just let us know if there's anything else we can do. If you know anybody else that, needs senior living or home care, please feel free to tell them about us, etc. And let me ask, when was the last time that happened to you? Probably not very often. The bottom line is, the greeting card system is just another automated way to make your customers feel special and make them feel like you didn't just hunt them down for another sale and then, forget about them and just move on to the next person. Okay, so the greeting card system is very inexpensive. You get access to that technology and the copy and the design just for being a client of ours, but you have to pay for the postage and the cost of the cards. And it's something like, I think, $1.50 a piece, and there's no minimum, no maximum. The cards they automatically go out. And in addition to the cards, it will send out a birthday card, which is, that's something nice to do, and it's also very inexpensive. And, maybe for $3 to $5, you can make a lasting impression on this customer. And, I know there's no scientific way to calculate this, but my feeling is, and I'm sure you have the same, is you probably will double or triple your chances of wowing that customer in the next time they're in a conversation with somebody and talking about senior living or home care, because of all these nice things you've done for their parent and the little things like sending out the cards to them. They're going to recommend you because you're just really going above and beyond at that point. And they might even do it enthusiastically if you really wow them. Now, the third thing I want to talk about, this one is, it's called the $900,000 client. And what that is, it's a very simple and effective strategy to utilize the influence and I guess the social nature of some of your customers. I'm sure some people who, talking about people that are, either residents themselves or their adult children that seem to know everyone in town, or their adult children or caregiver knows everyone in town and they have a big influence. You know, there's always that person who pretty much talks and socializes with everybody. And then you might have, you know, the people of influence who may be on the city council or the mayor or somebody else. It might be a TV personality, local news or something. The key is you want this person to not only be influential and know a lot of people, you want them to be pretty vocal with, you know, their thoughts about things, which can be good. And, you know, in some cases it can be bad if you're not careful. But here's how that works. You know, once you recognize and identify this person, you simply want to go above and do something to blow their mind. You know, the best thing to do is send a gift basket or some nice flowers and send it to their work, you know, preferably to their work. And it will cost you anywhere from $15 to $30 to do it. But when you do that, you know, what happens is, you know, when somebody's been sent fresh flowers or a gift basket at work, everybody walks by and says, "Oh, where did you get those from?" And when they say something like, "Well, you know, it's kind of weird. You're never going to believe it, but it's from the senior living community my mother's in." Now, there's a lot of things that are going to happen there, but the natural conversation with the people is, "Wow, that's, you know, that's really nice. I've never heard of anybody doing that." And, you know, the card you put in there will say something like, "Hey, it's Kevin from XYZ community. I just want to thank you for your business. I know you have other choices, and, you know, let us know if there's anyone else that needs senior living, or if there's something else we can do. Just, you know, we're here for you." Just, you know, keep it real light and really personal, and, you know, basically send it and then forget about it. And, you know, not only will the, you know, that phenomenon take place, you know, I mentioned at the workplace where people are amazed about this, but, you know, you're also going to make a deep lasting impression on that person. And this is probably something that they're not going to forget, you know, even for years and years after they've left your business, because it's going to make a lasting impact on them. People just don't do things like this anymore these days in business. Okay, so I hope those three things have been, you know, effective for you. And if you're not using our email marketing system or a greeting card marketing system, or the $900,000 client system, you know, I strongly consider you to start using this. And, you know, obviously you need to get the costs approved. They're very low cost, but you still need to get those approved. You know, and this the $900,000 resident or client thing is something you can do twice a month. It's something that will cost you, you know, under $100, and you can even randomly go through your existing customer base, so you don't have to wait for new customers to come in with that status. You know, if you know someone who has that influence and talks a lot in your community, then, you know, send them that basket and just thank them. You know, I think the little cost you spend is just so little in comparison to the reward that you'll likely get. And I've got one more tip for you today that will work very well for referrals, and it's very simple, basically, to, you know, follow up with people in a personal way after they've put a deposit down. So it's, you know, it's nothing really new here at Rocket Science, and obviously, you know, the stuff we've been talking about today is very basic in nature, but, you know, there's new technology we have with email and the greeting card system to make sure everything is automated and personalized. But, you know, this one's very simple and goes back to probably how long business has existed and been happening. You know, this is just to follow up with people 2 days after they've given a deposit. You know, there isn't a community or a home care agency out there that gets new customers, you know, coming in so fast that they can't call 2 days after a new sale. And, you know, it'll just take minutes, and you know, even the majority of people aren't going to pick up the phone, so you might just go to voicemail and you could just say, "Hey, it's Kevin. I just wanted to check in and make sure you know we appreciate your business, and if there's anything else we can do, or if you have any other questions, we're here." There's no need to call me back. If they answer the phone, just, you know, have a nice conversation. You don't need to take more than a minute or two, and you'll be surprised at how positive people will react. You know, personal care and personal touch just isn't around in today's society and in business. So anyway, I hope you found today's lessons helpful. Now we have the referral system in place, and I believe that you should plan on using this. I hope you are. And I just want to mention that if you've, you know, messed up in the first part of establishing a solid relationship with this person after the sale, then it's going to be very hard to get a referral from that person. You know, if their experience is, you know, having bad service with you, or if you're not memorable in any sort of way, then the referrals you're going to get will suffer. Okay, with that being said, you know, if you have any questions today, just go ahead and email us your questions at info@seniormarketing.com. I hope you have a wonderful week, and maybe today before you leave the office, just pick up the phone and call one of your new deposits and, you know, just thank them for your business, or send out a small bouquet of flowers to an influencer or gift basket, and I think it'll make all the difference. Anyway, have a great week, and we will talk next Monday.